Okay, we're on the Tes Amud Beis in the Gemara, meaning after the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, Shimshon Be'ein of Morad, with his eyes he rebelled against Hashem. Shinema, Ve'yom Shimshon El Aviv, Shimshon said to his father, Oysoi Kachli, take that Pelishti woman, yeah, Kachli, Ki Hi Yeshura Be'einai. She's fitting in my eyes. Levirach, what's the medicating meter? Nikru Pelishtim Esenav, like we saw in the Mishnah, right? That his eyes got poked out by the Pelishtim. Shinemo, Viachzuhu, they grabbed him, Pelishtim, Vinakru Esenav, and they grabbed and they poked out his eyes. End of Brisa. Ini, is that true? Vaksiv, it says in the next Posuk, V'obi V'imoy, and his father and his mother, Lo Yodu, did not know Kimi Hashem he. This was Siyata Dishmaya from Hashem, meaning Hashem wanted Shimshon to, you know, to infiltrate the camp. Yeah, so therefore Hashem wanted Shimshon to infiltrate the camp and be able to regain control. And so answer the Gemara, ki ozul miha. No, but when he went, his bossa yashrus einov. The Bach changes it. He was directed by his eyes. Ozal, he went. Meaning it's true. What he did was the right thing. But at the end of the day, the motivation was for his for the woman. Yashrus, well, the back changes it to Yashrus, like Yashar, it's direct, he was directed. That's what. After his eyes.
Straight after his eyes.
Yeah. Tanya. Okay, we've got Brisa. Rebbe Oymer, Tzachilas Kilkuloi. The beginning of his downfall, Ba'aza, was in Aza. Lefichach, therefore, Loka. But Azza, he got hit, struck in Azza. We're going to explain that. Techilas kilkuloi, but Azza, the beginning of his kilkul was but Azza. Techsev, but Yelech Shimshon. Shimshon went as Azza towards to Azza for Yarasham, Ishazona, and he saw a harlot, Vagoima, right? And he had basically had relations with her. Lefikach, lock up Azza. Yeah, therefore he got struck by Azza. Tichsev, v'yoriduhu. Oh, so Azza saw. They took him to Azza over there. That's when they put him in prison. Okay.
How does this price fit with
the
previous ones?
The Gemara's going to bring it. Don't worry. Hold your horses. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Vaksiv. Yeah. The Gemara asks, what are you talking about? It says, v'yerud shimnam tin nosa. Right, the whole beginning of his downfall was Timnah, the first woman. Remember, we said there was three women. The first was the woman in Timnah, yeah, who he said, "Oh, you know," he said to his parents, "She looks good. Please, can I, you know, let's work that one out for me." Then he had the harlot in Azza, and then she was very short appearance, and then it was Delilah, right? So what's going on? It says again. So Vaksi v'yerid Shimshon Timnosa. Yeah, answers the Gemara. Tzachilas Kilkul. The beginning of the downfall, though, Mia ba'Azaya was in Azza. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi deals with this question. Yeah, because I mean, like, what is it? No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. I mean, like, we'll see. Go to Rashi. It's in the thin lines. It's like four lines up from the wide ones. Tchilas kilkul mihaba azza hava, yeah? Tahai de Timnas, the lady he had from Timnas, lav kilkul hu kuli hai. It wasn't so bad. Why? Shalok kaloi leisha. First of all, he took her, he did the right thing, kind of. He married her, yeah? Velo ba'aleh b'znus. And he didn't have relations with her in Znus. At least he kind of, you know, So that's why that's is considered worse than just like just going and grabbing some.
Why is it worse than
Yehuda? Well, very good, Gil. The Gemara is going to contrast the two. Okay. We're going to get there. Yeah, as well. Very good. Okay. Now, back to the Gemara. Vayahi achreche. Now, okay, we're jumping straight to the third woman now. Yeah, and it was after that. Vayav isha benachal sorek. He found a woman who he loved in the brook of Sorek, Ushma Delila, and her name was Delila. Tanya, we got a brisa. Rabbi Omer, Ilmole, Nikrashma Delila. If her name wasn't called Delila, all right, Ruya, it would be a good name. I mean, it's actually interesting. It's the only woman that was actually named in the. In the Novi, the other woman was the woman from Tinnosa, the other woman was just the prostitute in Azza, and then this is Delila, she's a big character. But so name plays a part over here, it expresses, right, Ru'uya Haisa Shatikra Delila, it would be fitting to call her Delila. Why? Right?
Even if
she wouldn't be, would you know, right, exactly. Meaning sometimes we say, you know, that's his name and this is what we call him after his deeds, yeah? So this person we would call after them after the deeds. So we call Delila twice. Delila and Delila. Okay, what did she do? So Dildala, what's Dildala mean? Dildala, Rashi says it means she uprooted. Okra, right? Like, it brings a rhyme from somewhere, but we've seen it in Ava and Mududelis. Like limbs hanging off. It's like hanging, it means uprooted. Right, she uprooted Eskoichoi, his strength. She okay. Number one, two, Dildala Esliboy. She uprooted his heart. There was a disconnect to his heart. Dildala Esmaisav, and she also uprooted his deeds. Okay, now that was the three. We can explain. Dildala Eskoichoi. She got rid of his koichoi, dechsev, but yosa koichoi, me'olav, and Hashem removed his strength from upon him. Now, number two, Dildles Liboy, she was uprooted his heart, dechsev, but Tera Delila, she saw Delila, ki higid la es koliboy. He told her all of his heart, he spilled all of the beans to her. Yeah. Number three, Dildala as myself. She weakened his deeds. Right? What happened? Distalik that it Shechina Minei. The Shechina left him. He was Shechinaless. Dichsiv. Right? Vahu lo yoda. He didn't know. Ki Hashem saw me'elov. That Hashem had left him. This was after, we didn't get there in the Novi, but together, but this after he had his hair cut. Right, secret. She cut his hair, and his strength went. And then she said, "Shimshon, the Plishtim are upon you." And he like leaps up to go and attack them, and his strength had all gone. He didn't know. Okay, Vatera. Now, so also we saw basically. She asked Delila asked Shimshon, right? Where's your strength for? And what could happen that would remove your strength? So he tricked her a couple of times at least, yeah. And then in the time that she saw that it was true, she said, and now I know he's telling the truth. We're going to see that. The Teira, she saw Delila, Kihigidla, he had told her, Eskol Liboy, all his heart, meaning the truth. He spilt the beans. He told her, right, that this is the source of my strength. So Mina Yoda, how did she know that this was true? Because right, the first time he said, if you tie me up with seven threads that are kind of still moist or something, right? You know, that was fake. But how did this one she know? He said, basically, if you cut off my hair, that my strength is going to go. Right, so I'm a Rav. So the Rav Chanin said the name of Rav. Nikorim Divrei MS. MS is clear. I mean, you can tell when someone's telling the truth. Why? I think it's because of context as well. Let's look at how Rashi learns it. Is the first wide line with a Rashi. Yeah, of four lines, the last four words on the line, yeah? Nikorim divrei emes, miskablin umiyushovim. They were acceptable, right? The diburim out of neyam. Basically, it fits. Why? Ra'asa sara godol. She saw, hey, wait a second. No, it's interesting that he tells me he's a nazir. His hair is actually quite long. Okay? V'loi hayashoy sayayin. And he said, think about it. He doesn't drink wine. Also, right? V'havina shadavorim ha'achroinim. So she understood that the last reason, yeah, sha'amalot shadavah hazeh hayakoychoy godol emesayin. That this was the truth for his mighty strength. That's one answer. Okay? The other answer is, yeah, Abaya Amar, back in the Gemara, yeah, Yoda boy, she knew, but also Tzaddik, and that Tzaddik, yeah, Deloy Mapik, that he doesn't take out Shem Shemaim, the name of heaven, Levatola. Basically, he's not going to moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatola. Right, Kivan to Omar, because he said like the following. He says, Nazir Elohim oni. Right, I'm a Nazir of Elohim. So he used God's name. Omra, so she said, Nazir Elohim oni is a quote of the Pasuk. Right, so Omra, she said, so, right, Hoshta Vadai Kushta Kama. It's for sure telling me the truth. Okay. Vaihi ki tzika loy bidavrao. This is now Dalila trying to get the truth out of Shimshon. Yeah? She was paining him. B'divareha, with her words, kol yomim, all the days, v'ta'ala tsehu. And she, you're going to see, v'ta'ala tsehu, what does that mean? Mai, says the Gemara, v'ta'ala tsehu, what does that mean? Yeah, Omer Rebbe Yitzchok, debe Rebbe Ami, it means the following. B'shas gemar bia, when the time of the end of the bia, mean the climax, yeah, nishbata mitachtov, she withdrew herself from beneath him in order that he shouldn't enjoy the final moments. And, va'ata. Next thing, this is going back to Shimshon's mother. What? Well, how did they know any of it? What happened in the secret room? He, him, and Dalila. Okay, va'ata. Va'ata hishamri nah. Right. So now this is the Malach speaking. This is the Malach speaking to Shimshon's mother, before Shimshon was born. We're going back in the past. Now, God, no, v'al tishtiyain v'sheikah. Don't drink wine and sheikah, old wine. It's like if it's Pete, right? V'al toichli kol tomei, and don't eat tomei things. So, my v'chol tomei, what does it mean, v'chol tomei? Don't eat v'chol tomei. And furthermore, v'su ad hashta. Until now, devorim tameim ka'ochla. She was eating, you know, stop eating the shrimps from now on. You know what I mean? What do you call it? Or whatever you call them. But, you know, they don't eat that anymore, you know. Obviously not. Yeah, so I'm a Reitzchak. Says a Reitzchak, debe Rebbe Ami, devorim ha'asurim benozir. It means the things that also for a nozir to have. Oh, so what does that mean? Because he already told her don't drink wine. Right? It says, don't do wine. Okay, so look at Rashi. So, I can't find it. Oh, three lines up from the bottom, right? Because we're learning Nozi. This is quite a big part of Nozi, right? Mishras, right? Don't remember something Nozi. Mishras anovi means the soaked things, the soaking of grapes. Kigoin. Nozi shishora anovi b'mayim. A Nozi who put his grapes in water. You have a yeshbem tamiyain. Then there's the tamiyain. That would be a problem. It's a bit of a gerson over here at the end, so we'll leave that. But, good. I think we'll stop here.